This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Has our world gone insane to the point where it's like, you know, 100 million people are diabetic almost or on the verge of it. Another 50 million people in America are obese.
The Health Ranger Report.
And nobody's talking about, maybe we should stop making people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
All right, this is a special podcast for our progressive friends who are visiting Natural News or listening to some of my Health Ranger podcasts and so on. If you're a political progressive, this is for you. Because, you know, we appeal to a lot of progressives because of our stance on many different issues, from, let's say, rejecting GMOs, avoiding pesticides, you know, working in support of permaculture and organics and so on. Working in support of eliminating pollution, eliminating, you know, microplastics pollution from the ocean, eliminating particulate pollution from industrial factories, eliminating mercury in dentistry and so on. Lots of things. But we also appeal to conservatives sometimes on issues such as the Bill of Rights or the Second Amendment or choosing Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton in the election, for example. So, Our position is complex, and it's not easy to pigeonhole, which should tell you, by the way, that this is a good place to get independent thinking. You see, the problem with tribalism is that most people will join a tribe, and it could be a political tribe. They'll join the Democrats, or they'll join the Republicans, or they'll join the Libertarians, and they will then conform to every issue in that group, abandoning thinking for themselves. And that's a dangerous sign. If you ever run into anybody, or if you find yourself being someone who agrees with 100% of the platform of your tribe, then that should be a pretty big sign that you have been brainwashed and indoctrinated by your tribe. And maybe you would do well to have more independent thought or critical thinking, or maybe read some information or hear some views from opposing points of view. Because If your own points of view are not complex, then you're probably not thinking for yourself. So it's easy to be an obedient Democrat. It's easy to be an obedient Republican. It's difficult in society to be an independent thinker on every issue, from economics to religion to LGBT issues to national defense, gun rights, whatever. Pick an issue. Issues are complex. And yet the tribes are not complex. The tribes just demand obedience. So my message to progressives today is to ask you a very important question. If you're a progressive, you know that the mainstream media is lying to you about Monsanto and GMOs. You know that GMOs are a potentially dangerous technology because they're not well tested. They're being used in open air pollination experiments. They could contaminate genetically food crops and could lead to food crop failures long term. You know that there's the law of unintended consequences that could kick in pretty soon with GMOs. There's always that risk. You also know that the mainstream media is pushing pesticides and herbicides such as glyphosate, and that the media is usually covering up for the chemical companies. You also know the media is always pushing big pharma and antidepressant drugs or vaccines, even for pregnant women. So you already know that the media lies to you constantly about all of these issues. Well, my question to you is, if you know the media is lying to you constantly about all those issues, why on earth would you believe that the media is telling you the truth about Donald Trump or global warming or any other progressive or issue of concern for progressives? Why on earth would you think that the media would be such liars on issues like GMOs and vaccines and pesticides, and then all of a sudden they're going to tell you the truth when they're reporting on Donald Trump or the truth about climate change? See, in my view, the correct stance to take with the mainstream media is to correctly conclude that they are lying to you about everything. Everything, every major issue, they are lying to you. That's the only consistent conclusion. Think about all the big issues. Climate change, you know, Donald Trump, again, national debt, big pharma, vaccines, GMOs, whatever, international war. The media lies all the time. The media lies by default. If you agree with the media on any of these issues, then you have probably been indoctrinated. You are probably not thinking clearly. On every issue that the media keeps pushing, they are lying and deceiving the public. And the more aggressively they push the topic, the more deception they're engaged in. That's why they've been in an all-out war against Donald Trump. You don't even know. You don't know the truth about Donald Trump. What an incredibly giving person he is privately. I happen to know someone who did business with Donald Trump many years ago. And he had provided, I think it was beach blankets or something. It was like branded gifts of some kind, like luxury gifts. He was the contractor that manufactured these products and provided them to Trump Tower, I think it was, or some hotel. I don't know, whatever it was. And this hotel ended up being a failed project because, you know, when you're like Donald Trump and you own 500 projects, some of them fail. You'll have a failure rate of like 2%, usually due to reasons that you can't control, like contractors that don't do their jobs. But anyway, this hotel project declared bankruptcy, and my friend was out $100,000, and he was about to lose his house, and he was afraid he was going to lose his marriage. He's going to lose his business, everything. For him, that was a big deal, $100,000. And he wrote a letter to Donald Trump begging him to pay him the money that he was owed, the $100,000. And Trump was in a position where he didn't have to pay him anything because this was a bankruptcy situation. Under bankruptcy, it's called bankruptcy protection. You don't have to pay your creditors. I got to tell you, Donald Trump personally wrote a check to my friend for $100,000 quietly, without any fanfare. Just a check showed up in the mail one day, $100,000 from Donald Trump. Donald Trump made good on his commitment to that small business person whose life would have been destroyed without that money, even though Donald Trump didn't have to. That's the kind of person Trump really is. And yeah, I know he's got a big ego and he likes to be famous and so on. So what? Inside, he's got ethics. He's got a heart. And he's not an evil person like Hillary Clinton was. Yet you're never told this information because the media constantly lies to you about Donald Trump. There's no way you could have the information about that's accurate about the kind of person Donald Trump really is. And it's a similar topic when it comes to climate change. Why would you believe that carbon dioxide is bad for the planet? Carbon dioxide is the greening molecule that all plants need in order to survive. Without carbon dioxide, we would all die because plant life would collapse all over the planet. The food supply would collapse. Human civilization would cease to exist. The planet would be dead. CO2 is the greening molecule, and yet the entire green movement has declared war on CO2, which is idiotic. It's the dumbest idea ever from the world of fake science, but it's being pushed by the mainstream media. And many, many progressives to this day still think CO2 is a poison, when it is the life-giving molecule to every plant, every tree, every herb, every food crop, all over the planet. Without it, we would all die, all plants would collapse, the earth wouldn't be green at all, the earth would be dead. So why do you listen to the media when you know they're lying about all these other topics? So that's the takeaway from this. Just remember one thing. The mainstream media lies to you about everything, not just some things, but everything. Now, yeah, they'll report some honest news. Today there was a car wreck on I-35 or whatever. I'm not saying that they're making that up. Things that don't really matter in the big picture, they'll report the truth. But on the big issues where they are trying to manipulate and control you, whether it's climate change, national debt, you know, Donald Trump, all these other issues, Second Amendment, shootings, anything. They will lie to you by default. That's the way they operate. They are evil. Don't believe the mainstream media on anything. And if you find yourself agreeing with the mainstream media on any topic, that should be an almost sure sign that you are on the wrong side of that issue. You should, if you turn on CNN and listen to what they're reporting, you should be screaming BS at the screen constantly because they're lying all the time. That's how you know you're actually an intelligent, informed person, because you're engaged in critical, independent thought. You're not a conformist. You're not part of a tribe, the progressive tribe or the Republican rhino tribe or anything. You are thinking for yourself. And when you do that, you're going to find that almost every news organization out there is completely full of bunk. And most people in society are completely full of bunk. And you're going to be a skeptic, but you're going to be informed, aware, alert. You're going to be a survivor. You're going to be adaptable. You're going to be someone who has a bright future because you know that all this is happening. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for HealthRangerReport.com.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.